action cancer saved my life. Like, I still would be blissfully unaware now. Yes. That I had cancer had I not have gone.
Because you wouldn't have shown symptoms.
No, I was never ever going to have any pain or a lump because it was so far back. I have quite dense breast tissue, apparently, so it's harder to spot.
Hello, I'm Kim Kelly and I'm here with Action Cancer Ambassador Pamela Brady and Donna Kelly, the Action Cancer Advanced Practice Radiographer. This is the Driven podcast by It's For Women. Pamela, it is wonderful to see you looking so well. How have you been feeling?
Thank you. I'm doing really well now. I'm 2 years post finishing my chemotherapy today, actually.
I know, isn't that funny timing?
Yeah. And back out doing walking and hiking and just sort of getting back to normal.
Yes, back to normal indeed. Because what you discovered is life changes in an instant. Tell me about the day you went for the screening. Why did you go?
I had two very close friends that both found lumps in their breasts and they had been referred by their GP to go and get checked out. And then I had started to Google it and found Action Cancer and seen that you could book yourself on and it was free. You could make a donation if you wish, but it is ultimately free for everybody. So I booked myself on thinking, well, we're all the same age. I'll just go and get checked out.
Yes.
Then they both got the all clear. So I actually nearly cancelled my appointment because I thought, well, I don't even have a lump or anything and I'm okay. But because I worked for the NHS, I thought if I don't go, that could be a wasted slot for somebody else. So I went and it's just as well I did.
Yes. So what was the appointment like?
It was lovely walking into the building for the first time. It's lovely. It's really well decorated. The staff are so friendly that welcome you and they take you down into a wee room and you fill out your details on a form and then you just sit and wait to be called. You're only, I think it was in and out in 20 minutes.
And it's not an uncomfortable test or anything. It doesn't feel really invasive.
It's grand.
Just very matter of fact. And bringing you in now, Donna, can you talk us through the screening? Now, the screenings you do there are free of charge. And I understand that Action Cancer doesn't actually receive any funding. And, of course, It's For Women has been working in partnership with Action Cancer. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, that's correct. So Action Cancer breast screening don't receive any government funding for the work that we do. And Pamela is just testament here to how important it is. So we depend fully on sponsors like It's For Women, who have a beautiful campaign at the minute where they match our Breast Friends campaign. They match the fundraising efforts from that, and they've done so since 2019, and they're going to do that now definitely until 2025. Already they have matched £120,000 for us, which if you imagine in the charity world and in breast screening, that has made a huge impact on the services that we are able to provide and the impact that that will then have on women like Pamela and even the women that come looking for that reassurance that Pamela, I suppose, really thought she was going to get. That's a gift in itself. So it's not just the diagnosis of ladies, but it's also the ladies that come that end up with a report of a mammogram that is absolutely fine. And, you know, they feel empowered by the fact that they have brought themselves to screening and they've got that sort of clean bill of health, as you wish, for that time.
Picking up on something that Pamela said, she said she almost cancelled her appointment. Now, there is this thing that we as women, we don't really want to bother people. You know, sometimes it can be hard to get an appointment and then you think, oh, there's nothing wrong with me, or this is going to be embarrassing, or it's going to be awkward. What are the appointments actually like? I mean, obviously you have to take off your clothes and go in and, you know, it's quite close contact.
Yes. You know, most women will arrive and there will be a degree of nerves.
Yes, of course.
And that's perfectly normal. And I suppose you'll meet a radiographer like me. There's six of us there. We're specially trained. We're not there to cause anyone any pain or anything like that. There's all sorts of memes or emails that go out about how this compression and breast screening is just dreadful. But the reality of it, and I think as Pamela has really said, isn't as bad. And
no,
the majority of women leave that room with a smile on their face telling me it was not nearly as bad as what I've been through in life. So really, you know, we will always bring the ladies in. It's a 10-minute appointment, so you'll be in and out in no time. And we have a few medical history questions to go through, just very straightforward questions. And then we'll really talk you through exactly what's going to happen. Essentially, it's just four pictures. So you have two of each side, two different positions. The compression is a thing that everyone hates. We get our bad rep for. And it's so important to compress. And I suppose the understanding of why we compress might help people. And that's what I like to tell the ladies. You know, it smooths the tissue out. It keeps you nice and steady. And allows us to get a very clear image so that we can give you a result that's appropriate. So it's necessary. But, you know, we're not going to compress to a maximum level on everyone. We'll work with you. But I always say to ladies, by the time any of us have hit 40, we have tackled much worse things than a mammogram, you know, even or just waxing, anything. Girls have been through it all. So there's very few women that I would say couldn't.
So it's really
nothing to worry about. And any worries will be certainly settled by the radiographer, and we'll talk you through that. And we've time to, you know, help you through that.
So obviously, actually, it was you that made the referral for Pamela. We only found that out today whenever we came into the studio. Donna was indeed the lady who took the mammogram and studied it and decided that it needed to be sent on. So did you receive a letter?
I did. I got a letter about 2 weeks later, basically just saying that they had seen something and referred me on to the breast clinic at the Ulster Hospital.
And how soon did you get that appointment?
About 2 weeks after that.
So it was quite quick.
It was really quick, yeah. They basically sent me out a letter to say that I'd be there between 9 and 12.
Yes.
And I laughed in work. I said to the girls, I said, there's no way I'm going to be there for 3 hours. I'm going to be back here, you know, for tea break time. But I was there for the full 3 hours.
And what happened during that appointment?
Somebody did like a physical check.
Yes.
And then they brought me up and they did 2 fine needle biopsies.
Yes.
Then they did 2 thicker biopsies. And then it wasn't until somebody said, I'm just going to pop in a wee metal clip so that we know where to look the next time. And that's when my ears pricked up and I was like, oh, why would they be doing that? And then after that, then I went out and sat outside. I think they mammogrammed me again after that. And then the radiologist then brought me in with one of the breast care nurses and explained that I had in fact got breast cancer.
And as you told me before, you actually asked her, are you telling me that I've got cancer?
Yeah, I listened to everything they had to say and nodded in all the right places and was like, yeah. And then afterwards they said, do you have any questions? And I was like, just one. And I was like, did you just tell me that I have breast cancer? And she was like, yeah. And she looked at me and I was like, I was listening to you, but I, for myself, I had to say it out loud.
And what kind of cancer, what sort of stage was it?
It was a grade 3, which apparently is one of the fastest growing.
Right. And how common would a grade 3 cancer be, Donna?
I suppose in the younger age groups, you know, they are, do tend to sometimes be the more aggressive, aggressive type. And Pamela's a very, she's remembered well the account of you know, the names and everything, the fine needle biopsies and everything that she had done there. And that's exactly how it would happen. And yes, I actually carried out Pamela's mammogram and then reported it. 2 people will always report a mammogram, so another person looked at that after me. And, you know, Pamela's, the tumour was very far back in the breast. This wasn't something that she was ever going to feel. Well, certainly not for quite a long time after.
Right. So you've just found out that you've got cancer. Who did you call?
As I walked back out of the clinic, obviously, like, a lot of my friends knew where I was. My best friend had been texting me saying, hello, any update, where are you? So I phoned her first and she's like, well, and I was like, oh, I've just been told I've got breast cancer. I just blurted it out and she burst into tears and then literally was like, oh, happy 40th birthday.
Goodness me. So how did you feel? Were you just shell-shocked?
I think I automatically went into, like, I closed down because I was like, right, what happens? They sort of explained to me, they said they had to wait on my biopsies coming back to figure out exactly what treatment was going to be. But they sort of said it'll probably be chemotherapy, radiotherapy, that's after surgery, mm-hmm. and then medication, and that's what it was then when it really brought me back.
But you're not just left on your own, because Donna, Action Cancer offers support, doesn't it?
They do, yeah. And Action Cancer, for those that may not know, has been about since it was founded 50 years ago now. And it's always tried to offer support for the people of Northern Ireland. And not just in, we obviously do cancer screening, that be breast, and also now we do skin cancer screening, but also offer therapeutic services and health promotion and health improvement. So I think Pamela actually availed of some of the services. There's counselling support there for anyone impacted by cancer, and also all therapeutic services for anyone impacted by cancer. You don't need to have suffered yourself, even a family member or a parent, you know, anything like that. Even children can come, and you can get reflexology, acupuncture, and yeah, there's a variety of things that we offer in order to support the people of Northern Ireland through a really difficult time.
So talk us through the treatment that you had. There was quite a lot of treatment and it lasted several months, didn't it?
Yeah, I had surgery, first of all. It was a lumpectomy, it was called. So they basically just, it wasn't, you didn't lose a breast, it just went in, got the cancer, took it out and took a couple of lymph nodes as well. After that, then I had 6 rounds of chemotherapy.
What was that like?
It was quite grueling. Mm-hmm. Like, it was quite horrific, but it's doable.
Yes.
So it's not you don't feel great, obviously, because this is getting put into your system to kill off the cancer cells.
Of course.
It does what it has to do.
Yes.
I had 6 cycles of that, and they were every 3 weeks.
Yes. So it's tough.
It was quite tough. And then I had 10 radiotherapy sessions.
And what was that like? What's radiotherapy like?
I thought it was going to be a lot worse than what it was. I didn't feel a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You just basically, you're lying underneath the machine and you're in and out in minutes. Like it's very mm-hmm. quick and pain-free.
And mentally, how did you feel? What kind of a place were you in during this?
Because it was during COVID times as well, I went through everything. Like I stopped. Nobody was allowed in my house. The only people in my house was my dad and the district nurses that were coming out. I would have got out for walks. Once you have your chemotherapy, you sort of didn't feel great for a week. Mm-hmm. Then you started to feel better. And then on the third week, you felt okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I was starting then to go out walk. I would meet people outside and go for walks. But apart from that, I very rarely seen people.
But you were able to get support, obviously, from your dad.
Yes, my dad was brilliant. He brought me to every single appointment and sat outside in the car. He would have dropped me off at the Macmillan Cancer Centre at the Ulster Hospital and took the dog for a walk up around Stormont and then come back for me.
Yes, so he was there. He was like your rock, because of course you were going through this during COVID, which would have been tougher than usual.
Yeah.
And were you able to pick up with any of the services from Action Cancer, any of the therapeutic services?
Yes, I had the reflexology. That's lovely.
Yes, it is lovely, isn't it?
It's so nice.
Yes.
The
one with the pins. We were talking
about acupuncture.
I know, we were struggling to think there. Mm-hmm. Acupuncture. Now, what's that like? Did that make you feel better?
That was the one that I said, absolutely not. I don't like needles. I'm not trying it. And it was actually one of my favourite ones.
And did it make you feel better?
Yeah. Well, once all the wee needles were in, you don't feel them. They're not sore. They're that thin.
Yes.
And then you just basically get left lying in a room with really relaxing music for half an hour. It was great.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
And did you meet a lot of other women going through the same thing?
I did. You met people in the actual, in having chemo.
Yes.
And then you got talking to people while you were sitting waiting for your radiotherapy as well.
Yes.
And then whenever you came to Action Cancer, there was other people waiting then for the therapeutic services too.
So how long did the treatment take in total?
I started chemotherapy in November and finished at the end of February, and then my radiotherapy was in March.
So it was about 6 to 8 months of quite grueling treatment. Yeah.
Surgery was in September, so really from September to the end of March.
Right, that's a long time, but you got through it.
Mm-hmm.
You got through it, and what was it like coming out the other side?
Once you get out, you just sort of, while you're going through it, you never think you're getting out the other side, and then once you do, it's like, am I actually finished? Like, is this... It's weird trying to go back to normal life afterwards.
Yes, life changes.
Because it's so intense while you're going through it.
Yes. life changed for you very, very dramatically. But I suppose in many ways you were one of the lucky ones, yeah, because your cancer was caught early. How important is early prevention, Donna?
Well, breast screening as a whole wouldn't exist if it didn't work. And early detection saves lives, and that is a simple fact. We are able, especially we're screening with a 3D mammogram in Action mm-hmm. Cancer on our ladies who are 40 to 49. We're able to pick up things that are the size of a grain of rice, tiny, wow, tiny, tiny little cancers. Especially, you know, there's no point as well coming just for one mammogram and then not coming back.
Yes.
The beauty of mammography is that, you know, every second year, if you come to Action Cancer, we screen at a 2-year interval, we'll be able to look not just one side to the other and making sure that there's no changes that we'd like to assess, as in Pamela's case, but also then 1 year to the last, and we can see the most subtle changes in the breast tissue and then decide if we need to move on forward with that in assessing it. So, you know, I don't really need to say too much when I'm sitting here beside Pamela, a girl at 40 years old who was diagnosed, mm-hmm. And has come out the other side. Like, what an amazing story, and what an amazing woman to be able to then now sit here.
I know, to sit and tell us in a very matter-of-fact way this terrible thing that happened to you.
Exactly, and try and encourage then other people just because of what happened to her. And I think it's fantastic, and we're so lucky that we can share the stories of people like, yes, Pamela, because that in itself is going to encourage more people to come than anything that I can say, you know.
Of course. So who needs to come? People between the age of 40 and 49.
Exactly, and 70 plus.
70 plus.
So at Action Cancer, we feel that breast screening from the age of 40, obviously breast cancer risk increases with age, and it's more prominent post-menopause. So we believe, right, that anyone from the age of 40 should be screened. The NHS, and we couldn't do without them as they assess all of our patients as well, they screen all ladies between 50 and 70, and we almost bridge then the gaps that we feel are necessary. So 40 to 49 and 70 plus ladies are all welcome to come and avail of our services.
And what we must stress is that, you know, you don't have to have a lump to come to you. This is just for any, this is for everybody. And the other thing that we talked about before was ladies who have perhaps had breast augmentation, who maybe feel, oh gosh, I shouldn't really be, you know, bothering them, you know, but so many people have had that kind of thing, and they're very welcome to come along as well.
Oh my goodness, everyone is welcome, but I would say, you know, please don't come in and think that just because you've had breast augmentation or implants that you have any less right to be there. And in fact, actually, when you have implants in, maybe you won't feel, you know, that it's as easy to examine your own breasts or feel for lumps. We will tailor your experience, because we have just a few extra things to do to get around that, but we'll talk you through all of that, and everyone is very, very welcome. And the thing to say is that it's not that you don't need to have a lump, you shouldn't have a lump. We aren't the right pathway for someone who has a symptomatic breast concern. We're there to screen well women like Pamela who have no real general worries. They just want to check that they're okay, much the same as if you were just to go for your smear. If you had a concern, you would go by your GP and you go into a symptomatic clinic, you know, and that's the right platform for you. But at Action Cancer, we're looking for well women to come. You know, even if you have queries about our services, you can email, you can phone, anything, and see, are we the right service for you? And we'll certainly steer you in the right direction.
So what would your message be to other women who are perhaps listening to this, who think, oh, I don't know whether I want to have a breast screening?
Just do it. Literally, Action Cancer saved my life. Like, I still would be blissfully unaware now that I had cancer had I not have gone.
Because you wouldn't have shown symptoms.
No, I was never ever going to have any pain or a lump, because it was so far back. I have quite dense breast tissue, apparently, so it's harder to spot. So I would never have had any symptoms.
So those 10 minutes changed your life?
Absolutely, and I'm eternally grateful to them for that.
Fantastic. So if anybody wants to avail of the services of Action Cancer, the free life-saving service is available both at Action Cancer House in Belfast and on board the Big Bus Mobile Screening Unit, and that travels to over 200 locations each year. Is that 200 locations in Northern Ireland? Yes.
It is.
Gosh,
indeed,
that's a lot.
Yes.
Right, okay.
We get to places that I didn't even know exist.
Yes, yes. And you can just ring up, make an appointment?
Exactly. So
right. It's that simple. There really is no excuse. And everybody's welcome. And this is a life-changing service. And, of course, we're very grateful to It's for Women for their support and all the other charities that do support this absolutely amazing service. And what's the web address of Action Cancer?
So it's www.actioncancer.org.
So that's where we go to find out all the information. Thank you so much, Pamela, for coming along and very generously sharing your story with us. It really means a lot. And thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's all we have time for today. A special thanks to our guests, Pamela and Donna, and thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please leave a review and make sure to follow It's for Women on social media. I've been your host, Kim Kelly, and this has been the Driven by It's for Women podcast.